Mishnah and Daf Ayin Tes Amud Beis includes a din. Leigad l'adam es hakelev elam kein hayikasha b'shalshelas. And the Gemara says that the concern is that someone may get hurt unless you live ala tchum, unless you live in a dangerous area. Then you have to have clothing for security purposes, but otherwise it's awesome. And the Gemara quotes that Brisa on Tezvav Amud Beis. Person has a wild animal that's making hezek, shamtina lei, we put him in shamto and nidui, cherem, ad mesalek hezeka, until he gets rid of the animal who's making the hezek. Mid the Reb Nosson, the Tanya Reb Nosson, amin einshli, God lord him kelev rabbetach beis, val yamet sulam rubetach beis, al tamer leimar, lo sasim damim bivesechi. Not allowed to leave something around the house that's dangerous. Sulam ra'ua. Kelev rabbetach beis is a violation of lo sasim damim bivesechi. That pasuk lo sasim damim beveisecha is written in connection with a makeh. It says you have a mitzvah to v'asis a makeh l'gakecha lo sasim damim beveisecha ki yipal hanoifal mimenu. Unless someone will fall down. There's a mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kedushin that says that the women are obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs asei shaloi hazman groma, and the women are exempt from mitzvahs asei shazman groma, with a few exceptions to the rule. Matzah de Mechuyivin, Kiddush de Mechuyivin, a couple of other Hakel Mechuyivin, a few exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara gives examples of mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman groma that women are obligated to fulfill. So one of the examples is makeh. That makeh is a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman groma, so therefore the women are Mechuyiv. So Tesis on that Gemara is bothered with Akasha. Why do you have to say that women are mechuyev to put up a makeh? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman groma. Makeh you mechuyev because you have a loy sase. Lo sasim damim beveisecha. So of course the women are mechuyev. Ishvar kosev ishal yishal cholon shen shabbatayr. Gemara has in Baba Kama that tezvav amir aleph. The Gemara learns that women are obligated to observe all the loy sase, all the onshin shabbatayr. So to say that women are mechuyev to put up a makeh, you don't have to be mechadish because makeh is a mitzvah saseh shaloi hazman groma. You can say simply because it involves aloi saseh v'lasasim damim b'vesecha. So Tesis has a very complicated answer on that kasha. So the Ramban on that Tesis kasha gives a different answer. He says that sometimes you have a mitzvah aloi saseh which is written in the chumash d'estimi mechazik the essay. He claims over here, the mitzvahs v'asisa makeh l'gagecha, it's a mitzvah saseh. The ikir is that it's a mitzvah saseh. Then it says, well, asasim damim v'vesecha. He shouldn't be mevakel the mitzvah saseh. But whoever would not be mechuyev on the mitzvah saseh wouldn't be in violation of the loy saseh either. That's what the Ramban claims in the Chidusha HaRamban on Kiddushin. Asasim damim v'vesecha isn't really an independent loy saseh. Just comes to be mechazik v'yaseh. Take for example, there's such a question regarding shalosh pamim shani ro kol zchur chas pinei Hashem lakecha lo yiro fanai reikam. What do you mean lo yiro fanai reikam? When the men come to visit the Beis Hamikdash, they're obligated to bring an oil asriya. And then there's a loy saseh v'lo yiro fanai reikam. They shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of bringing the mitzvah saseh. So the simple pshat in the pasuk seems like leiro fanai reikam is not an independent law. Leiro fanai reikam means not to be mevatel the mitzvah saseh of yiro kol zuchur chas b'nei Hashem elokecha. There's a mitzvah saseh to bring an oil asriya. There's a mitzvah saseh to visit the azara to bring an oil asriya. Then it says leiro fanai reikam, don't be mevatel that mitzvah saseh. But whoever doesn't have, let's say you're going to say that women are mechuyev to bring an oil asriya because it's a loy saseh. No. Lo yiro fanai reikam is a lav. No, women are not mechuyev to bring an oil asriya. Yiro kol zechurcho. The lav is to be mechazik liyaseh. Don't be mevatel liyaseh. So the same over here, the Ramban claims. This lav, l'sasim damim v'esecha, is not really an independent lav. He claims that this lav is just to be mechazik liyaseh. So if the din would have been that women would have been potter from mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman groma, and women would have been potter from the mitzvah of makeh, then you wouldn't be able to be mechayev them because of the loisesei of loisesin damim v'esecha. The lav just comes to be mechazek the yaseh. So that's why the Mishnah has to say that women are mechuyev and makeh because Yes, that's a famous Ramban. So that Ramban is against the Gemara, no? The Gemara in Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis talks about a kel of Rabba Terech Habayis Sulam Ruah Abatech Habayis. Shenamar Velasasim Damim Beveisecha. It's not talking about Ma'abke. The Gemara understands the Brayser of Nasan says the Lav Lasasim Damim Beveisecha is not restricted only. Doesn't only come to be Mechazik the essay of Isisa Ma'ake LeGagecha. What is Ma'ake? What is kel of Ra and Sulam Ruah have to do with Ma'ake? The Pashtos you see from the Gemara that the essay of Yisisa Makeh is only a Makeh. The Leses V'Lesos on Dami V'Esach goes on every case of Sakha.
It was only a concept. Makeh is only an example.
Yeah.
So
a
woman
is a child, also not having a daughter. Right. The Mitzvah essay of Makeh, that's not a concept. The Mitzvah says only applies to Makeh. Let's say there's a big Machlokes in Chosh Mishpat, the last page in Chosh Mishpat. When one puts up a market, whether one says a bracha or not. So many Rishonim hold you do say a bracha. So you only say a bracha when you're putting up a market. Let's say you're fixing a broken ladder. You have a sulam ra'ua, and you're throwing it out. Or you have a kelav ra, and you're shooting the kelav ra. Or you're tying it up. So you're going to say a bracha. Shikirishonim says to tzivanu, when you get rid of the kelav ra, the sulam ra'ua, no, there's no bracha over there. The mitzvah says it only applies to market, but the loy says it. The loy says it goes on the whole concept of market. Goes on any sakana, to remove any sakana. So how can the Ramban is against the Gemara now? How can the Ramban say that, unless he holds that the Gemara is lavdavke, lasas and davar veisecho is not really meduyak. So what is the yisur? Minayin shalei gad lodim kalav rabtech beis v'layam etzulam ruah. So where is the marker? Where is the lav? The Gemara seems to say that it's a general lav, not to leave anything sheyesh b'sakana. Anyway, the Gemara here, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, doesn't quote the Braisa. The Gemara doesn't quote the Braisa of Rav Nosson. They just say that it's also to have a kelav ra. Because you may cause someone, an Isha Muberis, may lose her pregnancy because of the kelav ra. The Gemara tells a story that it happened on various occasions. So the Gemara says, the Ein Ashkinu Shor Al Yisrael V'Pochois Mishnei Alofa Mishnei Rubavas. Shuvah Hashem, Rivavos, Alfa Yisrael. There was one girsa that Tosfos says is not correct. That Shechin is not sure of Yisrael unless you have Shnei Alofim, Shnei Revavos. A Revava means 10,000. Shnei Alofim means 2,000. So the way we have the girsa in the Gemara, the way Tosfos thinks the girsa is correct, is with Revav. Shnei Alofim, Ushnei Revavos, Ushtei Revavos, Shnei Revavos. 22,000 Jews. If you have 22,000 Jews together, then it's possible for the Shekhinah to be sure of Israel. Less than that, it won't happen. So this is learned out from the Pasuk. Shuvah Hashem Rivavos Alfa Yisrael. The Shekhinah should be sure because we have Rivavos, we have two Revavos, we have 20,000, 10,000 is one Revava. And Alfa is you have 2,000 Jews. Yeah, but the Pasuk sounds like it's Rivavos Alfa Yisrael. So that's what Tosfos has another gear, so you have to have Shnei Alofim Rivavois, 2,000 times 10,000. How much is that, 2,000?
20 million.
20 million. So Tosfos says, but in the Midbar they didn't have. That was said in the Midbar. In the Midbar there weren't 20 million Jews. There weren't. There was more than Shishim Ribo. Shishim Ribo is only the men from the Shvatim in between the age of 20 and 60. What about the women, and what about the children, and what about the skenim, what about the gerim? Yeah, but it's not going to add up to 20 million. Tosfos Tanya is in the Midbar, there were not 20 million. There was more than Shishim Ribo, people. But it doesn't add up to, can't multiply it so much, can't turn out to be 20 million. So you see that the Shekhinah is sure less than 20 million. So Tosfos prefers the gerim, so 22,000 Jews. Then the Mishnah has a din, you're not allowed to steal someone else's birds, okay? So you have to be careful. Ain person dishvim liyonim, you're not allowed to set up the nets to trap pigeons near a yishuv where the pigeons belong to people, unless you're marching quite a distance. So you got to each time you got to figure out. The Gemara works out the calculations. You have to figure out how to avoid the gzela, okay? Okay, what does it say in Perak Achayvel? Achayvel b'chaveiro is chayv olav chamisha dvarim, nezek tzarifu sheves and boshes. The dinim are not the same. We have in the end of the second Perak, we have a mission that says, Adam uad li'olam, Adam uad li'olam, bein m'shegig, bein b'mezid, bein er, bein yoshen, etc. So the Gemara says, Adam uad li'olam, only goes on Nezek, it doesn't go on the Abod Dvarim. That's on the bottom of Chavov Mirawa. In order to be Chai the Abod Dvarim, the Tsar Ripoy Sheves and Boishes, you have to have this Korov Lubshia. You don't have to have an outright Pshia. You have to have at least a Korov Lubshia. In order to be Chai of Boishes, there are three different dinim. There's Nezek, and there's Tzari Boishevis, and then there's Boishes, three different categories. In order to be Chai Boishes, the Gemara says in Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, you have to have Niskaven Lahazik. If it's just a Pshia, then you're not Chai Boishes. You don't require Niskaven Levayish. Niskaven Lahazik, Apish Len Niskaven Levayish, is Chai Vin Boishes. But you have to have Niskaven Levayish. You have to have Niskaven Lahazik. In order to be chayv tzar ripoy sheves, you have to have a korev lepshia. And in order to be chayv nezek, even b'shoigig b'yoynes is also chayv. Three different categories of halachas. Yeah, there is a gemara. There is a machlekes hatanoim whether suma shebiyesh is chayv a pata. Where is that machlekes? Bottom of Pevov and Medalev. Beauty says that Asuma is Pater from Nisa and from Golus and from Malchus, and he's Pater from paying Boshes. And then there are two versions of Rabbi Yehuda, whether Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that Asuma is Pater, Nikola Mitzvah Samuris Batoiro. That's the bottom brisa. Tanya Yidach, the bottom line on Pevav and Al Tanya Yidach. There's another brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma Ein Lo Boishes. He learns that from a pasuk. Suma Shebiyesh is Potter, and not only Suma Shebiyesh is Potter from Boiv. Chena Rabbi Yehuda Potter Mikol Adinim Shabbater. What do you mean Mikol Adinim? Mikol Adinim means all dinim ominous. The next brisa says Tanya Yidach, five lines later, on the top of Pei Zayin and Aleph, the fifth line from the top. Tanya Yidach Rabbi Yehuda Omer. The different versions as to what Rabbi Yehuda said. Yeah, there's one version that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Asuma is Pater Mikol HaMitzvos. Yeah, so the Shaila is, even if it, there are three different versions where the Rabbi Yehuda really said that even if there is such a version, should we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? Why? It's the Mitzvah like Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Pashto says, we would not pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. So Shulchan Aruch, that's Machlokes and Hilchos Kriyas Shema. But the Paschal Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvos. Tosis claims that the Summa probably is chayv in the Rabbanan. It shouldn't look like a Nochri. The Rabbanan is chayv to keep all the Mitzvos. But Mikir Adin Deraiser, Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvos. So the Shulchan Aruch, there's a Machlokes and Ochos Kriyashma with it. Rav Rishonim Paschal against this Rabbi Yehuda's Braiser. Rav Rishonim holds Summa is chayv b'chol HaMitzvos. And then there's an obscure opinion in the Rishonim that we should Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda, that Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvos. But in the Gemara Gufa, there are different versions as to whether Rabbi Yehuda ever said it in the first place. Let's say we have a din, one is not Mechuyi B'dover, and Emotzi is a Rabbi M'dechai Vosom. Let's say, to say Kiddush. The father's away for Shabbos, and the wife is at home with her children, so one of the boys before Bar Mitzvah is going to be the acting father. He's going to say Kiddush. No, but the mother's mechuyav Kiddush minat Torah. So the mother can't be yotzei Kiddush that's recited by a katan. The katan is only mechuyav min derabbanan, mitam chinuch. Mother's mechuyav Kiddush minat Torah. So you cannot have a katan recite Kiddush to be yotzei the mother. So what about, let's say, a suma? A suma will recite Kiddush. Let's say the grandfather, the great grandfather, whatever. The family gets together every Shabbos, every Yontif. And the grandfather says Kiddush and Emosi everybody. So the old grandfather, let's say, is a Summa. So according to some opinions in Shulchan Aruch, assume is part of mikol ha-mitzvahs. But the Rabbanan Taisa says is mechuyev. According to one opinion of Shulchan Aruch, he's not chai ben mitzvahs min ha-Torah. So the summa cannot be motzi of the others in derech avos. Even though he knows the kiddush by heart, he can say kiddush for himself, but he can't say kiddush to be motzi of those who are able to see. It's dumb, we should be choshish for that opinion. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, we're machmer for that opinion. We can't be mekel based on that opinion. Iker Adin Rover Yishanim hold that Asuma is chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs, but Mistami you should be choshish for that opinion that Asuma is potter. Asuma can't be the Balkori. That's a double question. He can't read. Okay, but to say kiddush, he can say kiddush balpet. So the pashtus is Asuma shouldn't say kiddush. The Gemara talks about Asuma saying the Haggadah. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim is working on the assumption that Asuma is chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs. But there's a special shadow where the Summa is chayiv in Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. And just like you say Shemei Koina in Kiddush, so do you say Shemei Koina in Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. That's a Kiddush also. That you say Shemei Koina in Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that in Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef, the Talmidim didn't have off on Pesach. The students used to have they had a Kamin al Seder all together in yeshiva. So Rabbi Yosef used to recite the Haggadah to be Motzi the whole yeshiva. Rabbi Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. So the Gemara says, how can he recite the Haggadah to be Motzi the others? Not that they were choshes that assume is part of Mikolah Mitzvahs and Zonim Chuyim and the Rabbanon, that somehow they ignore there. The Gemara assumes that assume is Chai B'chol HaMitzvahs there. The Gemara raises a local Shaila that says, Babuzeh Asa Hashem Leib Tzeisim in Mitzrayim. That phrase, Babuzeh, appears in the middle of the parasha of Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim. So the Gemara Darshan is the Tanoim Darshan Barbizola Amarta Lebesho Sheish Matzamar Menachem Lofanecha. You only have the mitzvah of Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim if you actually have in connection with one of the mitzvahs. Either you have Korban Pesach or you have Matzah or you have Morah. As bad as that, we don't have Korban Pesach and Morah is only with the Rabban. And Matzah is a Machloikis, but the Matzah is Daraisa the Rabban. So the Gemara says if you hold the Matzah is only with the Rabbanon, so the whole Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim is only the Rabban. Because you only have the mitzvah of Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. Barbizeh. Barbizeh le'amata b'sho she'esh matzimor m'nachem l'fanecha. Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim has to be in connection with the mitzvah salayla. Zechira Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim every day and every night, every morning and every evening. There's a mitzvah to mention Zechira Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. You don't have to have any matzah more. That's all year long. Nobody has any matzah. You don't need chametz, you don't need matzah. Just the third parasha in Kriyat Shema. You say Zechira Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim. But Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, the mitzvah only exists in conjunction with one of the mitzvahs Maisias, one of the mitzvahs Arlaila. So the Gemara says that if you hold that the matzah is not as only the Rabbanah, so the whole Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim is only going to be with the Rabbanah. So the Gemara says maybe that's why Rabbi Yosef wasn't concerned. Maybe if he would have lived his man amigdosh, and Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim would have been there, I said, then he would have not recited the Haggadah to be Motzi the Yeshiva. Because he's not Mechuyib Min HaTorah, he's a Summa. The Gemara learns out of Pasuk, Babuzeh, Zeh means Prat L'Summah. Just like it says, Benenu Zeh Sareru Moreh. The Tanoim say, Zeh means something that you can see and point to. So if a person is a Summa, he can't point to his child. If one of the parents is going to be a Summa, so they can't really say, Benenu Zeh. Zeh only applies, guy, like Chazer Rebi Kaddish. Achodesh Azal Lachem, Chazer Rebi Kaddish. Whenever it says Zeh, it means something that someone is demonstrating. The Akkadish Baruch Hu shows the Matbeah Shalesh to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Zeh Yitun Koloi Verabkudim. Zeh Maaseh Menorah. Akkadish Baruch Hu showed the Menorah Shalesh to Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. So whenever it says Zeh, it means something that you can see. So if a person is a Summa, he can't say Zeh. So the Tanoi makes such a drasha. B'neinu Zeh. So the Gemara says the same kind of a drasha should be made, perhaps, maybe not. The Gemara raises the question. Same style drasha should be made regarding Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim, that it says Barbazeh. Also Hashem Leib Tzias Mitzrayim. So just like I said, Barbazeh la Marti al-Bashar Sheish Matzimon Menachem Lefanecha. Zeh refers to one of the mitzvahs Maisiyas. It has to refer to one of the mitzvahs Maisiyas that you're able to see and to point to. So if the person is reciting the Haggadah as a Sagi Nohar, is a Summa, then he's not Chayiv in Haggadah Min HaTorah. So the Gemara has a suggestion. Maybe if Rabbi Yosef would have lived Bizman HaMikdosh, and Sipei Tzias Mitzrayim would have been a Mitzvah Min HaTorah, the Gemara says he probably would not have recited the Haggadah to be Motzi the others, because the Summa is not Chayiv Min HaTorah. and all the students are chayim benatar. But Rabbi Yosef lived way after the Churban HaBayis. So you're talking, and apparently he thinks that matzah is only midirabbanan, and the maror is only midirabbanan, that's accepted. And the Korban Pesach doesn't exist at all. So the whole mitzvah is Yibitzam is only midirabbanan. So, oh, it's only midirabbanan. So the Sum is chayiv anyway in the mitzvah is midirabbanan. Sum is chayiv midirabbanan. Everybody else is chayiv midirabbanan. So the Sum can be moitzi the others in reciting the Haggadah. That's what the Gemara suggests. Everybody has their gears. Five bottom there is a Satsuma, yeah.
So is it standing over?
No, it doesn't mean to see. Five bottom there is a Satsuma to consider himself. Roy Ani is Divrei Admon, the Mishnah says. I agree with the Tana Admon. He didn't see Admon. Admon died, he's buried in the cemetery. Roy Ani is Divrei Admon means I think he's right.
Or he's Takal Bishloshinvar.
Right. It's Takal Bishloshinvar. You don't have to actually look at it, right? But whenever it says Zed, that refers to something that you can really see with your Ene Bosa. You can really see, not with your mind. Yes, yes. So again, so there seem to be three versions of Rabbi Yehuda here. There's one version Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yipata Mikola Mitzvahs. One version Rabbi Yehuda said that the Summa is Pata Mikola Mitzvahs. That's a further question. If your Summa is Pata Mikola Mitzvahs, is the only Pata from the Mitzvah Saseh? Is there even Pata from the Mitzvah Sloy Saseh? Okay, we'll get to the Gemara. We'll have to see what Tosfos has to say about that. Then there's one version, Rabbi Yehuda says, only Pata from all Tashlumin. Pata Mikol Adinim Shabbatur. That's the top line on Pei Zayinim Ralph. Then the first version is, the first version of the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda is, then the only Pata is from Misa, from Golus, from Malkus, and from Boshes. So the Pashtus is that Atzad HaShav Shabbahem, that these are all Onshim. That Misa and Malkus and Golus are Onshim. And he sounds like he's saying that Boshes is also an Onesh. Asuma doesn't get any Onshin. But Nezik Tzar Ripo Sheves, the Pashto says that Rabbi Yehuda would say the Suma is Chayiv. Except according to the second version of Rabbi Yehuda. The second version, Chen Hoi Rabbi Yehuda Patrim Mikol Dinim Shabbatur. Those that you never pay any Tashlum Imam. That's the second version. The first version he doesn't say Mikol Adinim. He only says Boshes. Because Boshes has something in common with Misa, Malkus, in Golus, that Boshes, you're only Chayvach, he's Kavain Lahazik. You don't have to have this Kavain Levayish, you have to have this Kavain Lahazik. That was the Gemara, Echob Zainum and Aleph. So that sets up Boshes as different from the other Chiyuvim. But the others are also Tzar, Ripui, and Sheves are different from Nezek, that Nezek, Yechayev, Beim Shogik, Beim Mezek, that that's other Mord Leolam. And the Tzar Ripo Sheves, Yivoni Chayev, if at least there's a Korev Lepshia. If the real Oynes, B'Sheikik, then Yitaka Natchai. And the Mishnah here doesn't draw a distinction. It's very unfair. In yeshivas, they start from Meruba, and they learn Achayvot. So if you didn't learn the end of the second parak, you would think that all the Chamisha Dvarim are on the same din. They're not the same din. That's the Gemara, the end of the second parak.
Wait, what's it in by an aliyah? Are we not that they shouldn't get an aliyah also?
Summa shouldn't get an aliyah. In Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes, because the Rosh says that the one who gets the aliyah, Bizman HaGemara, whoever got the aliyah would lain his parsha. So, of course, Summa cannot lain Baal Peh. Parsha Bechzav, you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. The Shadis Bizman HaZeh, that nobody lains their own aliyah, the Balkori lains for everybody. So what's the difference whether the person looks into the Sefer Torah doesn't look in? The Balkori is Moitzias anyway. So the Rosh has a Chiddush that you should lain along with the Balkori. Whoever gets an aliyah should lain along with the Balkori. So the Neila, if a person is a Summa, he can't lain along, so it's not proper to give him an aliyah. So then they quote that one of the Talmidim of the Ramah, I think the Binyamin Zev was a Summa, and he asked Chubas, he dictated all the Chubas, and he dictated as a Chuba that you can get an Aliyah, that he can get an Aliyah. So that's the meaning, that we give a Summa an Aliyah, because the Rosh is very difficult. What do you gain by laning along with the Balkari? So, if you say Shamer Koina anyway, the person against Aliyah doesn't say the Pesukim out loud. that everyone should hear. The Balkar is the one who says the Psuk not loud. So it's, you're relying on Shemei Kain anyway. So why should you have to say along? It's problematic. So we're makel that asumik yigenan aliyah all year long. The Mishnah Brura recommends one should be machmer on Parsha Zohar. That since the Shulchan Aruch writes that Parsha Zohar is a deraisa, so you should be machmer to treat it with the strictest position. So since the Rosh insists that the one that gets the aliyah should lane along, so Parsha Zohar, you shouldn't give the aliyah to asumik. That's a little questionable. Is on the level of deraisa, what? That's a sveka deraisa l'chumre. What? Parsha Zohar, the setup that you have, the Kriya Satura setup, with the Balkori lanes, and he's mitzi him, the whole kamer. That's only with the Rabbanan. Parsha Zohar is deraisa, is that everyone should hear Parsha Zohar. So the Balkori is laning Parsha Zohar, and everybody's yaitzi with Shemei Akoina. The fact that the Oyla La Torah should lane along, should not lane along, that's also an issue of deraisa. Pashtus is whatever that story is, yes, like the Rosh, not like the Rosh. The whole issue of the Rosh, a whole issue of the Rosh is only an issue of the Rabbanan. There's not an issue of the Rosh. So why did the Mishnah Berurah say on Parsha Zohar you should be machman that to give it to a Summa? Usually you give Parsha Zohar as the Rosh and say give it to the Rabbi. It's the most mikovetik Ali all year long. So you give the Rabbi the most, or you give whoever gives the most money to the Shul, whatever. An Adam Nichbad gets Parsha Zohar. So if the Rabbi happens to be a Summa, why shouldn't he get Parsha Zohar? I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah writes like that. Should be machma Parsha Zohar. You should only give daliyah to a person who's able to lane along. You shouldn't give it to an Amoritz who can't lane along. Okay, an Amoritz, that I can understand. Don't give it to Amoritz. It's an important daliyah. Why can't you give it to the rabbi if the rabbi is a sumer? I don't know. Okay, so you have the Hamisha Dvar. Each one has a pasuk. The Gemara is going to quote all the pasukim from the Chumash. Nezik, how do you determine nezik? So the Mishnah says, Shaman osa kevin animka bashuk. Kilo hoya evet nimka bashuk. Shaman kama hoya yofa v'kamu yofa. How much was he worth? Kama hoya yofa nimka bashuk. Before the chavola. Kama hu shava achshav. After the chavola, the differential is how much you have to pay. So it is a famous machlek, it's Rashi and the Rosh. Rashi says, Shaman osa kevin ivi animka bashuk. Evet ivi is a problem. Every, you only sell an Evidivri for 6 years. That's a question whether that statement is true. Mahur Bezni only sells for 6 years. He's Yotze B'Shesh, after the 6 years are up. Mecher Atzma is a Machloek Satanayim, but he has the same din. How do we pass him? Mecher Atzma has the same din as Mahur Bezni. He has all the same restrictions, has all the same din. You don't have a Kiddushin. Okay. You have two. Okay, we'll take a look. So Rashi writes Shaman Osa Kevin Ivi because the person Yechovel Bachavero, so the person is Jewish. He's not a Nachri. He can't be sold as an Evik Naini. The Shavius of objects always is Kamahu Shavalim Kamashuk. Let's say Odom Amazik. Someone breaks my glasses. Says I need another pair of glasses. So he has to pay. He doesn't have to pay replacement value. Not mukhif to pay replacement. He has to pay. Kama hoya shava lim kabashuk. If someone wanted to sell this old pair of glasses that's half broken anyway, how much would it get, bashuk? How much would it get? There aren't too many people that have one eye is nearsighted, one eye is farsighted, and interested in buying secondhand glasses like this that's falling apart already. It's not worth too much. The replacement value is going to be a lot of money. But kama hoya shava lim kabashuk is not so much. That's always the din. Adam Amazin doesn't pay replacement value. It pays how much the thing was worth that he damaged, and how do you determine value of all objects? So here, by Choyvo Bachaveiro, you treat him as an object. His arm is an object that could have been sold as an Eved, if you would sell him as an Eved. But he's Jewish. He can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri. He can't sell himself as an Eved Nine. So the Rosh disagrees with Rashi. Rosh Tain is what he means. He's going to be missing his arm for the rest of his life, not just for the next 6 years. So what do you mean, Shaman Osa Kevet Ivri? Has to be Shaman Osa Kevet Knaini, yeah. Basically, David Ivri, David Knaini is the same specimen of a human being. Let's say if you had to be Chayvel on a Nochri, if the din would be that a Chayvel Bakum has to pay, we'll have to see in the Gemara. If you're Chayvel on a Nochri, you'll pay more. Chayvel on a Nochri, you'll pay less. Because the Nochri can sell himself Le'olam Void. So Kamahu Shavu Limka Bashuk is only worth more. And if you chayvel b'chaver or chayvel b'Yisrael, then you're going to pay less because Yisrael can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri. Can't sell himself as an Eved Kenani. So that's what the Rosh Tain is. It doesn't make any sense. But he's going to be missing his arm for the rest of his life. He's going to be missing his eye for the rest of his life. So since the specimen of a human being of the Nochri and the Yisrael are the same, he's just as strong as that Nochri. So the Nochri can sell himself the Yerdon Vod. So that's the value. Kama hu shove lem kabashuk. Doesn't mean kama hu shove this particular object. It means such a gemara. For some reason or another, this object can't be sold. Because it says shalom lehotzi mishus agaboyim. So you can't take it to the marketplace to sell it. But there's another gemara kayetzev that said that you can take it to the marketplace. It has to be secondhand and painted on the sign and so on. So you have to estimate kama hu shove lem kabashuk. How much? Not necessarily how much, but this one sell. This one for some reason or another I can't sell. Kama hu shove lem kabashuk adava kayetzev bazeh. So that's the machlekes Rashi and the Rosh over here. Rashi says kama hu shove lem kabashuk as an Eved Ivri, and the Rosh representing the Baal HaTosfos says kama hu shove lem kabashuk as an Eved Kenani. The Velvel HaSoloveitchik points out that you have such a machlekes on the first Mishnah in Erechin. The Maseches Erechin and Mishnayos talks about two different types of donations that people can make to the Beis Hamikdash. Sometimes a person says Erki Olai, sometimes he says Domai Olai. So if he says Erki Olai, he pledges to give the Beis Hamikdash his Erech. So then you have to look in the, you have to first establish how old he is, and then determine whether he's a male or a female, whether he or she is a male or a female. Okay. And sometimes today it's not so easy to determine. And then you pay accordingly. How much the person pays? So he says, Erech Pliny Olai. So how old is Pliny? He's Pliny between a month old and 5 years, between 5 and 20, between 20 and 60, or above 60, whatever. The different age in the Zohar and the Kedah. If the person says, Domai Olai, then Erech Pliny Olai, so the Mishnah is Shaman Osa Kevet on the Kashuk. So it never says explicitly, Kevet, Ivri, or Kevet Knani. It doesn't say Beferish. So Avelvela Soloveitchik raises the possibility in the first Mishnah in Erechin that this should really depend on the Machlekes, Rashi, and the Rosh over here. So in fact, there you look in the Sheet Mukubetzes on Erechin, it is the same Machlekes that Rashi, the Sheetosis, says, Shomin also Kevet Ivri Hanim Kebashur. And Tosfos and the Rosh disagree and they hold Shomin also Kevet Knani Hanim Kebashur. Sheet Mukubetzes quotes it in Erechin, but then Avelvela quotes there's a Tosfos and Kiddushin. And the first parakas like that. There is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos regarding the din of Avodim Hukshel Karkois. So Rashi's opinion is that Avodim Hukshel Karkois doesn't only apply to Eved Kenani, it even applies to Eved Ivri. And an Eved Ivri is basically not the same at all as an Eved Kenani, totally different things. So Rashi extends it even to a Ben Chorin. The way Rashi interprets the Gemara in Kiddush and Daf Ches, the Rashi learns that Avodim Hukshel Karkos is Lav Davke Eved Kenani, Lav Davke Eved Ivri, even Bnei Chorin. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and holds only Eved Kenani is Hukish LeKarkos. Bnei Chorin are not Hukish. They sound like they hold that even Eved Ivri is also not Hukish LeKarkos. That's a little problematic, but that's what Tosfos sounds like they hold. Only Eved Kenani is Hukish LeKarkos. So where does the Machlokes stem from? So the Tosfos explains where it stems from. The Gemara has, the Mishnah has a din. Let's say a person says, Domai Olai. Or Domai Ploni Olai. He says, Domai Bayis Ze Olai. He wants to donate to Hegdash the value of that building across the street. So you have to have people assess the value of the building. So don't get three Rabbonim. Rabbonim don't know too much about real estate. Get people who know real estate. So how many people do you need? So the Mishnah says you need a Bezna of 10. HaKarkois Tisha V'Koyin. You have to have a Bezna of 10 people. One of them has to be a Koyin, and the other 9 have to be Jewish. So you have to have a Bezna of 10 to assess the value of the property. What if it's Metaltalim? Someone donated an automobile to the Hekdash, and the Gizbah is auctioning it off to the highest bidder. So the Gizbah has to know what's the value of the automobile, that he shouldn't take less than the value. If someone wants to give more than the value, fine. But he doesn't want to take too low a bid. So you have to have a bezin and establish the value. So again, you take a bezin of experts on automobiles. You don't take a bezin of rabbis with long beards. Could be the rabbis with the long beards are experts on the automobiles also. So there it says, and the Taltalim, a bezin of 3 is enough to establish the Shabbos. So based on Psukim in the end of Chumash Vayikra. So to establish the Shavis HaMetaltalim is enough of Bezna 3. And to establish the Shavis of Karkar Karkois is Tisha V'Koin. You need a Bezna 10. What about to establish the value of an Eved? So the Gemara says, Abadim Hukshel HaKarkois, you need a Bezna 10. So the Gemara says, if a person says, Domai Olai, Sin Shaman, also Kevin Anim Kibashur, you need a Bezna 10 to establish his value. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first pair. You need a Bezna 10 to determine his value. So how is Shaman also Kevin? What kind of an Eved do you value him as? So Taisus in Kiddushin, Dav Zayinam and Aleph, claims that you evaluate him as an Eved K'naini. So that needs a Bezna 10. Avodim Hukshel HaKarkos goes on an Eved K'naini. It doesn't go on a Ben Chori. And Rashi disagrees and holds no. How can you evaluate a Ben Chorin like an Eved K'naini? He's not Shavalim Kabashuk as an Eved K'naini. How do you evaluate Shabbos of any object? Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk. But you cannot tell me. Rashi holds Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk means Kamahu Shavalim. This particular thing, this particular item, not kama kayetzev is a shovelik kavashuk. If this one can't be sold bashuk, so then the value is zero. It has to be kama hu shovelim kavashuk. If it's not shovelim kavashuk, isn't it? The original pasuk is by Yevik 90. Yeah, the original pasuk is machalta moisim that avar mahushul kakos, because the term nachala only applies to karka. Yerusha, when someone dies and leaves money in the bank, that's called Yerusha. What's called a Nachla, Nachla means Karka. So the Pasuk says that if a person has an Evik 90 and he dies, the Evik 90 goes to Yerusha to the children. Why is that called the Hisnachaltim Osel of Nechma Acharechem Lereshes? Well, Lereshes, Yerusha, but why is it called the Hisnachaltim? The Gemara says the term Nachla only applies to Karka. So you see, that Avarim Ahukshul Karkos. So the original Pasuk happens to be talking about Evik 90. So Tesis claims that's the only context where it appears as Evik 90. Ibid Gemara says, Ha'eme domai alai shaman osa kevin anim kebashuk, and you need a Bezna of 10 to determine his value, because avarim hukshu l'karkoes. So Tesis says, yeah, you shaman osa kevin 90, like the Rush says over here. And Rashi apparently understands not so. Shaman osa kevin ivri. So you see beferish, even though the original pasuk that teaches us, avarim hukshu l'karkoes, talking about Evik 90, nonetheless, Rashi claims Shaman also kept it free, and you also need a Bezna 10.
What's the makar that that's hukush to karko?
So Rashi understands that not avodim hukshul kakos, anoshim hukshul kakos. Human beings is lav davka avodim. Usually, the Gemara talks about someone sold an eved and he cheated the lekeach. Shaila by Noah the karkos, or which kinyanim work, or the din of shmirat avodim, shmirat bekarkos. All the cases when the Gemara is talking about, we're all talking about an Eved K'naini. You can't sell an Eved Ivri. There's no discussion. You can't sell an Eved Ivri. It's not Dintos and Mechira. So all the Gemaras that are talking about Avodim, Hukshul HaKakos, are talking about Eved K'naini. So Rashi also is not Davka Avodim. The Pasuk means that B'nei Yodim HaHukshul HaKakos. Tosis insists, no, only Avodim.
Okay. It's very tough to fit that in the Pasuk, no?
The Pasuk is clearly talking about Eved K'naini.
That's the only place we find the Hekesh, no?
Okay, so that's what Tosfos holds. It's only restricted to that. And Rashi understands it. Based on the Gemara, Rashi understands it means that human beings are Hukshah. The Pasuk happens to be talking about Yerusha. How does a human being go be Yerusha? And Eved Ivri doesn't go be Yerusha. Eved Ivri is a special din. Kom Tachta. Eved Ivri, Eved Sabein, Veino Eved Sabas. Special din. It's not a din of Yerusha. Yeah, that's a din. Let's say I harm you in America, and there's no slavery here in America. Maybe in Saudi Arabia, maybe in other places they still have slaves, but in America there are no slaves. So the Mishnah says in Erechin, "Ein lehegdi shalom mekom avishaito." Let's say a person donated a gem to the hegdish. And the auction and the Gizmar in New York, they have Gizborim for Hegdish all over the world. The Gizmar is New York. In New York, he's auctioning it off to the highest bidder, and he wants to know what's the minimum bid he can take. So even though in Paris it'll sell for more, or in Miami it'll sell for less, that's Lamayel Amarit. Ein LaHegdish Al Mekom Avishaita. The Shavius of a Chayfetz is determined by how much it's valued at in this location where the Chayfetz is. Here in America, if I was Chayvel Bachaveri in America, there is no Eved Anim Kibashuk. There's no Eved Ivri. There's no Eved K'naini. There's not Shach. There are no Avodim at all. So then you don't pay anything. Chayva b'chavera doesn't pay nezik. Sari peshevis and boishes will have to discuss. But nezik is not shach to pay. Once Lincoln freed the slaves, you don't have to pay. Unless he was chayva b'chavera in a country where they still have an institution, where they have a slave market. But if you have no slave market, bosa makam and bosa zman, where the hezek occurred, where the chavol occurred, then there's nothing to pay. So Rashi even restricts it further. Has to be that this particular object has to be able, kamuhu shavalim kamashuk, this object. This object can only be sold as an Eved Ivri because he's Jewish. He can't be an Eved Knai. And the Rosh says, nah, I mean such a specimen of an object. This particular object happens to be Jewish. It can't be sold as an Eved Knai. But if you have a Nochri who's just as weak or just as strong as this Jewish person, whom I was chayvah bo, and the Nochri can be sold for a certain amount of money because you do have a slave market, then the Eved Ivri, then the Jewish person has the same value as well. It doesn't have to be kamu hushav with this particular object. That's a machlok zeh rishonim earlier. Also in the end of the second parak. More talks about zorah kli mirosh agag, buache v'shibro. Someone throws an object down from the rooftop and it's going to smash. Obviously it's going to smash. Someone else comes in and bangs it. So the second one is pata from paying. Mona tvira tover. That's the Loshan HaGemara, the Avchavov and the base. So there's a machlekes. Rashi and the Ramban have to translate the words in the Gemara. So the Ramban says, a glass item that's flying from the top of the Empire State Building, ready to crash on the ground, how much would it be worth while it's flying in the air? If we were having an auction right now, zero. Which Meshuggah would want to give any money for a thing that's flying in the air? The Ramban says that's the pshat in the Gemara. The second one is potter because mana tvira tovar, it has no value. Kama hu shavalim kabashuk is underlined. Who? How much would this particular item sell for bashuk? And Rashi disagrees. Rashi says no. This is a vase. This is a glass vase that's the chacham threw in the air. He knows that glass smashes. It's flying in the air. But another vase that sells in the store. The exact same vase sells in the store and it sells for so much money. So that vase has the same value as the other vase. Even though this one is flying in the air, that one's not flying in the air. So, Sastira and Rashi. Rashi over there says, the vase that's flying in the air is what to discuss, whether it has any value. And the Gemara gives a different reason why the Sheni is part of the Ramban says the Sheni is part because it has no value. So here Rashi says, we estimate, we assess, kamahu shava lim kamashu, kamahu shava. How much this item is worth. This item, this person can only be sold as an Eved Ivri. And there Rashi does not assume kama hushava, this item is worth. Kama, how much would such a vase sell for in the store? Even though this vase is flying in the air, this vase would not sell for anything. No one's going to give a penny for this one. But how much would such a similar vase? Yeah. Shaykh, how can you say a similar vase? A similar vase means flying in the air. Similar vase means oimed lehishava any second. So Rashi is a pella there. So aside from the steering Rashi, he's stumped. It's a pella in Rashi. Isn't the Ramban right that the thing has absolutely no shabbos whatsoever? You have to judge another vase, they'll be in the same condition that's going to smash in another second. Going to smash in a second, so it has no value at all. But that's the issue involved. The issue involved is how do you establish kamu hu shavalim kamashu kamu hu, underlining the who, how much this item would sell for, a kamu, such a similar item would sell for lim kamashu. Pardon me?
If it wasn't,
if it would have been Bashuk, yeah.
It wasn't.
Same shot than Rashi. The vase is flying in the air. Yeah, but this one is flying in the air, so why shouldn't I say that it has no Shabbos at all? That's apparently what he says. I just don't understand why. Yeah, you're just saying over Rashi. Okay, that's what Rashi has. Okay. Yeah, the Psukim and the Chumash sound like Chol B'Chavero says, Ayin Tachasayin, Shein Tachashein. It doesn't sound like you pay Nezik. It sounds like they suck out his teeth. Or you blind him, or you cut off his arm. So the Gemara has a whole discussion on this. How do we know that the pasuk is not to be taken literally? The Gemara keeps on going and going and going until they get over here, one to the fifth wide line on that pei dalet amud aleph, on the very wide line. Tanya Rablezer, Eimer, Ayin Tachasayim Mamish. Rablezer always disagrees with everybody else. He always has unique opinions. Rablezer ben Hurkanes. So it sounds like he disagrees with the whole thing. There aren't chamisha dvarim. The nezek is literally, he blind his eyes. So the Gemara says, Mamish sal kadaita, Rablezer leis lekechol hani tanoi. Can it be that Rablezer disagrees with everybody? What do you mean, can it be? We know Rablezer always disagrees with everybody else. What's the secret? Rablezer Shamuti always disagrees with everybody else. So that's what the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chayes points out in the back. He says, you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chevel Mazik, Perek Aleph, Rambam writes that we know that Pshat in Ayin Tachasayin is Mamon, because we know that that's the way, historically, that's the way Yeshua ben Nun paskin, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu paskin. That's the way Shmuel HaRamasi paskin. He says this is an old tradition that is the pirush and the pshat and that's the pirush and the chumash. So it sounds from the Rambam as if that this is from the pirushim hamakubalim lemoshe misina. That's what the Maariz Chayis writes. If you look in the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam divides the Torah Shebal Peh to its different component parts. So he says you have in Torah Shebal Peh, you have halacha l'moshe misina. That's one kind of Torah Shabbat there. There's halacha l'moshe misina. The tefillin have to be black. The tefillin have to be square. There's no way in the world to figure this out from the psukim. There's no midrash hatorah and drash this man to figure it out. That's called halacha l'moshe misina. That's the definition of halacha l'moshe misina. A din, where we have a tradition on the din, where it's impossible to establish this din based on midrash hatorah and drash this man. So that's halacha l'moshe misina. Then you have, in addition to halacha l'moshe misinai, the Rambam writes that you have pirushim hamakubalim l'moshe misinai. We have traditions that this is pshat in the pasuk. It's not halacha l'moshe misinai. It says you should take a pre-eitz hadar. So everybody knows we always use an esrog. We have never heard of any rabbi anywhere in the world to use an apple or an orange, or maybe an orange yet. That's a question. Some hold that menatar and orange is good. Some hold that all citrus fruits are good. So leave out the orange. I've never heard that anybody used anything other than a type of an esrog. So the Rambam says that that's one of the pirushim hamakubalim of Moshe Messina. Even though the pasuk only says pre-eitz hadar, so maybe someone has the right to figure out some other good-looking fruit. So we have not. We have a tradition that that's what it means, even though it's not explicit in the Chumash. So that's what the Maariz Chayis thinks, that the Rambam probably is driving at the same thing over here. He says, Kizera Inu, this is what we saw by Bizdin Shal Yeshua, Bizdin Shal Shmuel HaRamasi, that this is an oral tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, not Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's an oral tradition that's the meaning of the Pasuk when it says, Zayin Tachasayin, not to be taken literally. So Maariz Chayis says, that's probably why the Gemara says over here, that's impossible. Rablazer is going to disagree. What's so difficult? Rablazer always disagrees with everybody else. Why the Gemara gets so excited? So the Gemara knew that this is from the Pirushim Mahamukubalim of Moshe Messina. Rablezer less like Chol Hani Tanoi, can't be. The Gemara says, no, what he meant to say is, as a Wap Rav Chiddush, Elom Rav Ashi, Loima Shein Shaman Osa Benizik Elo Bemazik. What is that? Ein Shaman Osa Benizik Elo Bemazik? When I harmed somebody else, I'm Chovel Bachaveri, so I have to pay Nezek, in addition to the Tzavri Pishavis and Boishes. So let's say he's an old sick person, with the arm, without the arm, he's not worth so much. He's holding by the end anyway, he's holding by the sisa. And I cut off his arm. He's not worth anything with the arm, without the arm. No, I really deserve that they should have cut off my arm. So I have to pay pidyon, I have to pay like a koifer. The Gemara learns that one of the drushes is, L'sitzchul koifer l'nefesh v'tzecha shehu rosh olamos. So it comes out, you're taking koifer from my arm. Really, you should cut off my arm. So the halacha says you can take koifer. So you should take koifer, you should assess how much my arm is worth, not how much his arm is worth. How much his arm is worth, what's enough community? I cut off his arm. The poor guy doesn't have an arm. You assess, you should really have cut off my arm. And I would have been worth so much with the arm, so much without the arm. So you pay with the mazik shamina. That's Rablezer Shita. And koifer, that's taka machlekes hatanoim also. When you pay koifer, when a shor amud kills an adam, when the shor hamuad kills an adam, and the bala shor has to pay kofar. So the Gemara has a machlokes satanan, whether b'din nizik shaminan or b'din mazik shaminan. Nasan pidyon nafsho, kachol hashayu shasola, pidyon nafsho shalhum, pidyon nafsho shal nizik, and pidyon nafsho shal mazik. Where is that machlokes satanan? Nizik shaymin or not the mazik shaymin. It's an earlier program. I forgot already where it is. Chob zayin or alav. Some pidyon nafshe, the main nizik, Rabbi Shmuel ben Hashem, Bechma Berker, but the main mazik. Oh, the Kamon daf mem. There, the Gemara has more of a discussion. Mem amir alfin. Here's just mentioned derech agav, right? So there's one opinion in Tanaim that koyfer you pay the main hamazik, because it says as it says in the Chumash. If the shor is a muad, so it says that the bala shor deserves the death penalty. Has the pasuk read together? Anybody have a chumash? The gambol of yumas. So the pasuk pshat is that he should die. Then we say no. Kofer yusha solov. So if he pays, then he gets his way out of the gambol of yumas. So that's what leads this Tana to say that the kofer should be the demei hamazi, the value of the owner of the shor hamuad. So that's the opinion of Rav Leizer. That's how Rav Ashi interprets over here. Rav Leizer holds that paying nezek is also kofer. That was a drasha. Let's see, kofer the nefesh yotzech, nefesh yotzech, yata lekech kofer. Avlata lekech kofer the rosh yivorim. So since this is a kofer for the Rosh Hashanah, really he really should have deserved to have ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. But we don't do that. So the payment is really a kofer. So the kofer should be the mei ha'aver shel hamazik. Ein shamanos ha'benizik elu b'mazik. Yeah. It is a strange Rambam. The Rambam writes, what's the din? Moedib knas is pater. You don't say haydaz bal din kameyim dami. But moedib mammon is chayim. So from these chamisha dvarim, nezek tzari peshevis and boishes, are they mammon or knas? So on boishes there's a machlokes. Where's the gemara by boishes? The gemara says chizda knaso kamaglis bebavo. Where's that gemara? That's on chav zayin on the base. Rav Chizda wanted to collect the boshes. So one, and Rav Chizda lived in Bavel. So he says, what are you talking about? You can't collect knas in Bavel. You have to have smuchim. We don't have any smuchim in Bavel. So Rashi writes, what was the knas that he was trying to collect? Knaso kamagvis b'Bavel. So Rashi writes, boshes knasu. From the chamisha dvarim, nezik tzaripu sheves, that's mammon. And boshes is knas. Okay, knasa, that's, we understand why Rav Yudah says, on the next stop, we just had Rav Yudah holds that the Summa is potter from Misa, Malkus, Golus, and Boshes. It's an onish. All of these are onshim. So the knas is an onish. The other abod varam nezik tzari b'sheves, that's mammon. But the boshes is a knas. The boshes is an onish because it's a knas that we understand very well.
The merchant on that page clearly that boshes.
No. Yet, right. That's Tosis' problem, right? So Tosis argues with Rashi on Chav Zayin on the base. So they say Knosa Kamagvus B'Bal Lav Knosa, not to be taken literally. Eladin Knosa Hukidam. Bina Machayvel. The Gemara says that Boishes is really Mammon. All the Hamishes Bar Nezek Tzarit B'Shavus Boishes, they're all Mammon. But the Gemara says that in Bavel they don't have any Smuchim. So what right do they have to judge Dini Torah? So it's based on Shlichusayu Kavdina. So the Gemara says you only have Shlichusayu if the Milsa the Shlicha the Izbech Yisaren Kis. But if the Milsa the Leizbech Yisaren Kis, then you don't say Shlichusayu. So Boshes, there is no Chisaren Kis. Ripoy, there's a Chisaren Kis. Shabbos, there's a Chisaren Kis. But Boshes, there's no Chisaren Kis. So therefore, you can't say Shlichusayu. That's how Tosis interprets. And Rashi understands this literally. Rashi understands that Boshes is Knas. What's he going to do with the Gemara? It's a good Tekash. So that's what Tosis disagrees with Rashi. So you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam writes these Dinim, the Rambam sounds as if he says that Amode me Atzmo, Nezek doesn't pay, as if Nezek is Knas. How did Nezek become Knas all of a sudden? Is the Rambam? Perek Hey in Chovel Mazik Halacha Vav. Hoida HaChovel Shu Chovel. Does he pay? So he says some things he pays and some things he doesn't pay. He says Shebes and Ripui he pays on his own, and Boshes he pays on his own. Shebes, Ripui, Boshes he pays, and Nezek, and what's the other one, he doesn't pay, and Tsar he doesn't pay. So Lama Mishalem Adam Shlosha Dvar Melo Al Piatzma Shah Shebes V'Haripui Mamun Hu V'Loik Nas. Shebes and Ripui is Mamun, so Hadas Badin is Chayit. Boshes, the Rambam sounds like he thinks that Boshes should have been Knas. So if he's Moda now that he was Nischai Boshes 25 years ago, he wouldn't have to pay. Moda with Knas is Pata. But he says, if he's Moda now, HaBoshes lehigia lo lebeshosh ahoda befanenu shuchava bo. When he's Moda now, so he's causing him the Boshes now, under our eyes. As he's being Moda, he's causing the Boshes. That's what he says. It sounds from the Rambam that Boshes really is Knas. He should have said Moide be Knas Potter, but he has a different reason why Yechayv says by being Moide, so he causes. So it should be Boshes Dvar. If I humiliate someone by speaking without slapping him, without touching his body, so the Mishnah says later that Boshes Dvar is Potter. So the Rambam says the Haidor that he makes, that's the act of being Bavayishim. The Haidor is the Boshes Dvar. The only Chayv Boshes if you there's physical contact with his body. And then he says, but you don't pay Nezek or Tsar al Piatzmo. Behodem Yatzmo, potem in an Nezek and in a Tsar. Why is he potem in an Nezek and in a Tsar? So it sounds as if Nezek is Mammon. Sounds as if Nezek is Knas. Against the often Gemaras, the Gemaras have perished, that Nezek is his moment. How does the Rambam say Nezek is Knas? The others say no. Even though we paskin against this Ravashi, Ravashi same shot within Rabbi Lezer, that you pay the May Bidinizik, you pay Bidimazik Shamin and not Bidinizik, like the Tana says that by Koifer. This is Koifer Hoivarim, so you pay Bidimazik, not Bidinizik. So even though we don't paskin like that, we paskin b'dinizik shamin and shamin also. Kamahu shavu limke bashuk, you assess how much the nechbal is worth. Limke bashuk, not how much the chayvul is worth. Nonetheless, the Rambam perhaps understands that the ikechiv really is ayin tachasayin, and the payment that you give is bimkoim. The same as by the koifer. It says in the pasuk, gam bol of yumus and koifer yusha salva. So the pashto says that the koifer. Koifer means that by paying this, you get a kapara, kufa kapara. By paying the kofer, that patters you from the einish misa that you really deserve. So here also, the ikechiv really should have been ayin tachasayin. And the pasuk says that this is instead of the ayin tachasayin. So if someone is moide on an einish aguf, let's say someone is moide, I deserve malchus, I deserve misa. So there's no din of haidoas baldin. Haidoas baldin only goes when I'm moide and achiyav mamon. He's not a baldin on that. So the same over here also. The Rambam perhaps thinks not that nezik is knas. That's against the Gemara. Perhaps the Rambam thinks that nezik, the ikechir, really is an oinish aguf. He really deserves ayin tachasayin, and the payment is a substitute for that. So if he's moida, he's really moida an oinish aguf. Since the ikechir really is ayin tachasayin, so hoidos baldin is ein enemon, just as if a person would be moida an malchus on misa. He wouldn't be enemon. And that's even though we don't pass like Rav Blazer. Rav Ashi says pshat within Rav Blazer like this, but it could be that even if you pass against Rav Blazer, that bit of nizik shamin and not bit of mazik shamin on, it's still.
Does the Rav say if machach ba oedim yerchayev still?
It doesn't say one way or the other. I don't think he talks about it.
According to this, that's part of his din, no?
Yeah, achach ba oedim would be chayev, yeah. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam never said that Nezik is Knas. He sounds like he's saying that Tsar is Knas, because he's contrasting. He says that Shevis and Ritboi are not Knas. Shevis and Ritboi, Mamun Hu V'loi Knas, sounds like he's saying that Tsar is Knas. And Boishish is Knas, but he says Boishish Yichai because being Vaishim now. That's difficult. They're right, but he's Masu Gavi, he says the Rambam doesn't know what he's talking about. It's a Peladik Arama. Where's the Gemara? There's a Gemara about this. Hayde Meyatzmo. The Rabbi asks, where did he get the whole story from? Why should I Moide Meyatzmo? Why should he Pata from Nezik? Why that Yilama Pata Meyelu? The Rabbi says he doesn't understand. Why is he Pata from Nezik and Tsar? He thinks it's not right. He disagrees. The Rabbi disagrees. We don't know what the Mok of the Arama is. But if in the Rambam would appear that he means to say that Shevis and Rikoy Yamam and Velokna sounds like Boshes and Tsar Aknas, but Boshes is a different reason why you pay, and Tsar remains Knas. And Nezik, you don't pay Al Piyatzma. He never said that Nezik is Knas. It's not Mistaba that Nezik is Knas, but it could be that what he meant to say is that Nezik is really, the Ikechiv is really Ayin Shaguf of Ayin Tachasayin, except the Torah says you should collect Mammon instead. We don't give him the option. The Gemara says, maybe you give him the option. The Gemara says, you can't do it like that. Mishpatech yalachem. You don't give the chovil the option. Some people, ma'inim chovil alayim, the goofy said, they'd rather have you cut off their arm than take $100 from their bank account. It's ma'inim chovil alayim, the goofy. So the Gemara says, maybe you should give the chovil the option. If he wants to have ayin tachasayin or he wants to have mammon, the Gemara says, no, we don't give such an option. So it's not a tain against the Rambam. But the Rambam seems to hold that, that the ikechi really is... So that's why the halacha of Hadal's Baldin to make him dumb, it doesn't apply.
But is Pirishon the Kabbalah is that the same din as Allah from Moshe Mishina?
Pirushim Maham Kabbalah and Moshe Mishina are not the same. Pirushim Maham Kabbalah is Pshutu Shal Mikra. That is the Pshutu Shal Mikra. You can't give another Pshah. That traditionally is Torah Shabbat. Halacha Moshe Mishina is clearly Torah Shabbat Peh. If there are differences, there are differences between. Let's say the Rambam, the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvos refers to a Rambam, he doesn't tell you where it is, but the Rambam holds that not only Safek Arla B'chutz Loretz L'Hokel, that's a Gemara, Arla B'chutz Loretz Halacha L'Moshe Mishina Sfeika L'Hokel, the Rambam understands that every Safek Halacha L'Moshe Mishina is L'Hokel. But if you have a Safek, I'm Shutush, if you have a Safek whether this is an Esrog or not, that's not Sfeika L'Hokel. Torah Shebichzav is a suffix deraisa l'chumra.
In the beginning of Chovel Mazik, the Rambam quotes a bunch of the drushes from that the Gemara offers, and like he says that it's for sure not literal. He is like out of love. He says like you can't interpret it literally. It can't be that interpretable.
Right. That's what the Maritz Chai says, that the Rambam seems to hold that this is the, one of the Pirushim HaMikubalim of Moshe Mishinai, that Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally. So why is it written like that if it's not to be taken literally? So that's what Rav Blazer seems to hold, that Ayin Tachasayin means that's what it should have been. Iker Achiv should have been that it should have been in Ayin Shaguf. So even though we don't pass in like Rav Blazer that he holds the Mei HaMazik, we pass in the Mei HaNizik, but still, it's the same as Kofer. That Kofer is... Kofer is to remove the gambol of Yumas. Even though we pass that as the Mehan Nizik. So here also, the Ikechir really should have been Ayin Tachasayin. So that's why Hoidos Baldin doesn't work. That could be the pshat in the Rambam. So the Gemara goes on. That's what the Maariv Chai says. These are all just asnachtas. You don't really need all these drushes. Like the Gemara has in Maseches Sukkah, a series of various drushes, looks like the drushes, to establish that the Priyat Sodah really means an esrog. Why do you have to work so hard? The Rambam says it's from the Pirush Ma'am Kabbalah Ramayisha Messina. That's really only asmachtas. They wanted to prove even from the Nei Beif and the Chumash itself that is referring to an esrog. So the same way they tried to prove from the Chumash itself. But it appears like the Rambam wrote, he says, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. That's how they saw the Beis Din Shel Shmuel HaRamosin. That's where they saw the Beis Din Shel Yeshua. So we have an oral tradition that that's what it means. That's what Ayin Tav HaSayin means. But this drasha is telling. That it's similar to the concept of koif. Then the Gemara talks about the pasuk mishpatecha yelachem towards the bottom of the gimel base. You have to treat everybody equally. We don't treat different groups of the population differently, that the politicians will get away with murder and the Hamayinam will not, or the Kohan will get away with shtick. No one gets away with anything. Everybody's treated the same. So the Gemara asked the question, here the top line of Peidal Adam and Alpha, if you have such a din, Mishpatech Yerachem, what about this Kotten, Sharagas HaGadol, HaGadol, Sharagas HaKotten? What do you mean Kotten, Sharagas HaGadol? A Kotten before Bar Mitzvah, Haragas HaGadol is not Chayim. So Rashi is careful to explain. Kotten in this, Kotten usually means a child before Bar Mitzvah, it's a technical term. Here it doesn't mean Kotten, here it means a midget. Gadol means a giant. Ananas is a midget, Shehargas HaGadol, a tall person. It's not to be taken in the same sense, Kotten, Shehargas HaGadol is not Chayim. Kotten is not allowed by Ronshin. So the Gemara is asking, where's your Mishpatecha Yelachem? So the Gemara says, no. It's one soul, it's one neshama, whether he's fat or skinny, whether he's tall or short. It's one neshama, the tillis neshama. So that's mishpatecha yelachem. It's not unfair. Because the Morehead argued, how can you understand ayin tachas ayin literally? Cannot be taken literally. What's going to be if he has 20 eyesight and I don't have 20 eyesight? I need glasses, he doesn't. He needs glasses, I don't. So that's not going to be fair. Morehead says, no, it is fair. That's mishpatecha yelachem. I took away his eyesight, so he take away my eyesight. I have better eyesight, weaker eyesight. Eyesight is eyesight, like a cut and shargas hagadol and some. One is fatter, one is taller. Neshama. So the Gemara says that wouldn't be an argument. That would be in line with mishpatecha yelachem. Well, we know from other psukim, but we have a tradition that is just not so. Yes. What does the Gemara have a discussion of mishpatecha yelachem? What would be the din if a trefa shaharak? Trefa shaharak, the din is that he's not chayv misa. Why is he not chayv misa? So Rashi quotes the Gemara from Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph that it's always going to be Eidushi Ati Ochel Lahazimah. The Gemara just says Harag Bifnei Bezdin, he gets the death penalty. But Lo Harag Bifnei Bezdin, and you have to come on to the Eidim testifying. So the Eid, this is always going to be Eidushi Ati Ochel Lahazimah. Why? Because if you be mazim the Eidim, you can't give them the death penalty. But they were only attempting to kill a gavrek tila. If one kills a trefi, you're not chay misa. So here, if the edim who testified that the trefi shaharag were lying, and the huzmu, so you can't give them the death penalty. Even if they would have killed the trefi, they would have been put. The trefi has the status of a gavrek tila. So if they only attempted to kill him, for sure they're put. So the mele, a trefi shaharag is always put from misa. Because not only Trefa Shaharag, Trefa who does Baalei Shisiv, Shemachal Shachar Rebbe, he never give an Einish Mitzvah to a Trefa because it'll always be Eidushi Ati Ochel Azim. So the Gemara says, isn't that a violation of Mishpatecha Yelachem? You have to treat everybody equal in the eyes of the law. How can you let a Trefa get away with murder? Trefa Shaharag gets away with murder. So that's not fair. So the Gemara says, no. Sometimes that's the way the law turns out, that quirk in the law. Turns out that is Eidushi Ati Ochel Azim. See, Rabbi Kedega is very bothered with Akasha. Why is that even considered a quirk in the law? Why is that an exception to the rule? It's not even an exception to the rule. Let's say Adam Shalom will kill, and there won't be any witnesses. No witnesses, no witnesses. You can't give him the death penalty. So by trefa, by definition, you always have no witnesses. Because Eidushiyot Yochal Azimah is not good kosherly. Can't Eidushiyot Yochal Azimah, let me create this. What do you mean no Eidus? We have to be concerned. Maybe he, maybe it's not true. If you don't accept it, maybe it's not true. Maybe he never killed him. The Amri, we should assume. Shema ben is lehar. Maybe the story is above him. So maybe he never killed him. Okay. My prachinah. So what's the Gemara's question? Isn't this a violation of Mishpatecha Yelachem? How do you let him get away with it? But if you don't know for sure that he murdered, so you don't give him a death penalty. You don't know for sure because you don't have witnesses, even though you have witnesses, but they're not acceptable. So he says, so why did the Gemara even consider that problematic? That's where we can make a discussion. But that's what the latest Svarim point out. It would appear from the Gemara that the reason why you don't kill the Trefa Shaharag, is not, the Gemara seems to say because of Eidus Shehat Yachal Azima. And other Rishonim seem to say a different reason why, because since the Trefa is a Gabrak Tila, so you can't be Mikayim Einish Mises Bezdin on a Gabrak Tila. The whole mitzvah Mises Bezdin is you take a living person and you kill him. Let's say somebody was Michal Shabbos, someone murdered and he deserves the death penalty. And he died, he got a heart attack and he died. So we're going to be Mekabalatim and then we're going to dig him out from the grave and then we're going to give him Skila. He's dead. If he's dead, you can't give him an Einish Misa. He's dead already. I'm not sure. So this Trefa, even though he's walking around, he's still alive. Al Bidin, we treat him for this purpose as if he were a Gabrak Tila. So it's not Shach to administer an Einish Misa Bezdan on a Gabrak Tila yet. That's not the simple Pshat Nigmara is like Rashi quotes, it's Eidus Shehat Yochel Azima. It's not because a Gabrak Tila he can't be Mekayim Einish Misa Bezdan on. The simple Pshat is like that for Harai, because Nigmara says that Horak Bifnei Bezdan. What if the Trefa killed in the presence of Bezdin? Then you do give him the death penalty. So the Pashut, the reason why, is because the only time you need Aidin to testify, and you say Eidus Shehat Yochel Azima is not acceptable, that's if the Bezdin doesn't have first-hand knowledge. But if the Bezdin was watching, Horak Bifnei Bezdin, and Bezdin knows on their own, then you don't need any Aidin. Then we apply the principle of Leite Shmiya. How can it be that only if witnesses testify it's a birur, and if the Bezdin sees in person, it's a better birur than if witnesses testify? So Farag Bifnei Bezdin, so you don't need Kabbalah Seidus. So then the Gemara says, you do give the Trefa Mises Bezdin. So the simple Pshat in the Gemara is that that's not a special exception to the rule. That's an elementary din of Loite Shmiya Gedolei Miriya, because a Trefa is subject to Mises Bezdin. You can't give Mises Bezdin. All Chisaron only is Eidus Shehat Yochel Azima. So Farag Bifnei Bezdin, so there's no problem. That's the Pashup Shot. But then the Gemara says, Shenemar, Farag Bifnei Bezdin, you give the Mises Bezdin to the Trefa, because the Pasuk says, Uviyata Haram Mikir Becha. What do they need of Uviyata Haram Mikir Becha? That's in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Chesem and Al. What do they need of Uviyata Haram Mikir Becha? Uviyata Haram Mikir Becha is the Makkah for the Din in Sanhedrin also. That's a bryce in Sanhedrin. I think it's a Shamaiti. I have a tradition. So that comes from the Megillas Tainis. That bryce appears in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis, the next line says, Shenem Aviyata Rami Kebecha. So the pasuk of Aviyata Rami Kebecha is the mocker for the din of Bez Makmian Shishloimin Adin. It sounds a little bit, the fact that the Gemara Sanhedrin says Trefa Shaharik Bifnei Bezdin, you do give the Einish Misa Shenem Aviyata Rami Kebecha. What do you need a pasuk for? Sounds as if Mikra Adin, you should never give the Trefa Misa Bezdin even Harik Bifnei Bezdin. The only reason why you give him an Einish is because Makamayan Shishlem and Adin. He's going to be a menace to society. He's going to go around killing other people. Harak. He's going to be a Sakana. So that's why, or even if he's Mechal Shabbos, Mechal Shabbos doesn't say Trefa Shechilos HaShabbos Bifnei Bezdin. Doesn't say that you give him a death penalty. Could be that in such a case it's not a menace to the society, so you wouldn't say based on Machmir and Shishlam. But it sounds a little bit from the fact that the Gemara quotes a pasuk, V'yata Rami Kebecha, sounds a little bit like this alternate pshat, that a treifa is just not, it's not that a treifa is always Eidus Shehat Yochel Azima. You don't have Eidus. No, it's a different reason why. Treifa is just not subject to Mises Bezdin, because he's already a Gabrak Tivis, he can't kill him. So that seems to be the reading of our Gemara. Because Rabbi Kaveg is kasha. Why did the Gemara even raise the issue regarding the Trefa Shoharah? Trefa Shoharah is no Eidim, even if it would have been a Shalem and then no Eidim. That's not a violation of Mishpatecha Yelahem. If you don't have Eidim, you can't function. You have to have Eidim all the time. That's what some Achrenim suggest, that from this Gemara, it seems to support the other Pshat that the Rishonim had in Sanhedrin. That the Trefa Shoharah doesn't get the death penalty because he's a Gabrak Tila. Not because Eidah Shefti Yochel Azim. Then in the middle of the drasha here on Pekin on the base, Rashi refers it to Erev and Daf Nun Aleph. What's an Erev and Daf Nun Aleph? That when you make a Gzera Shava, it doesn't have to be the exact same word. And one pasuk says Veshava Koin, the other pasuk says Avoa Koin. The Gemara points out that that's a valid Gzera Shava, even though it's not the exact same words. Here also, the Gemara is making a Gzera Shava, and it doesn't say the exact same verb in both cases. A totally different verb, but it means the same thing. That's a valid Zereshav. So here also, even though it's not exactly the same word, still a valid Zereshav. That's what we have many places in the Gemara. The making Zereshav doesn't have to be the exact same name, the exact same word. Yeah, these chamisha dvarim, we pay nezik tzari peshevis and boishes, that's only by odam hachoyvel b'chaveru. What if a behemah causes a chavol on a person? So then the Gemara has drushes earlier. Rashi refers it to daf chavov amenal, the end of the sekberi. Ish b'misa v'lo shor b'misa. The Gemara has drushes that a shor, shachavol v'odam, only pays nezik, doesn't pay the other abodvar. Only pay the nezik. That's what the Gemara repeats over here that did. Yeah, what about Bizman Azeh? If the Shor is Choyvel Ba'odom, would we be done Bizman Azeh that we don't have any smuchim? So the Gemara says four lines from the Bar Mahu Tura, there was once an axe, the Olas Yadei Dinuka. He chewed up an arm of a baby. He harmed the baby. Also, look how the Rava. So they had it in Torah. Amalu Zilu Shaimu Ke'Avdo. Go, it says how much the Eved would have sold for Kamu Shavu Lim Kabashuk, and the Balach Amor, the Balashor, has to pay. So the Gemara Frekta Kasha, but we don't have any smuchim as Manazeh. So if you don't have any smuchim, so you're not done these dinim. Frekta the Gemara, Omrulay, said the Yestrova, Bahamar, who the Yom, you're the one who said, you yourself said, Kalanishim Be'Eved, Kalanishim Kevin, and Govin also the Bible, we don't have any smuchim as Manazeh. So he says, you're right. I didn't mean that you should be done to make him pay the nezek, what I meant was let's richa the itofas. The itofas lame afkinimine. But you cannot be mechayv the person because v'taka don't have smuchim. So bizman hazeh, we can't collect any of this. The nezek is shaman also kevin anim kibashuk, so we don't have any ever anim kibashuk. Once Lincoln freed the slaves, so nezek doesn't exist. There is no kama hushavalim kibashuk in America. In other parts of the world, maybe you still have it, but in America, for sure, you don't have it. And the Tzari B'Sheves B'Sheves also. Whatever is Knas B'Sheves, can't be done. And the others also, the Gemara is going to say. Esme Milsa D'Shchich V'Iz B'Chisar and Kis. On Peidal D'Ram Abbas. The Gemara says that Gzelus B'Chav Olois are considered Milsa D'Lo Shchich.
We according to Rashi, all this stopped earlier because everybody stopped before in the canon. Everybody was not Yovel in the night, so we already stopped paying Kabbalah already before.
Probably. Yeah, so going to Rashi that the Shum is like an Evidivri, so the whole Bai Shane. The whole Bai Shane, there was no Evidivri. Ran Shane, Yovel Noik, yeah. They observed Yovel and Bai Shane, but that's the question whether it was Minatur or Midiravat, Machlaik is Havisha.
Does the station mine? He paid his own.
Those the deshmaim should pay on your own. Knas doesn't make sense to pay on your own. Those deshmaim, but the other tashlumim that are not knas would make sense to pay. Yeah, just that the bezin will not be kaifin. And he taught us like mafkinimene. That's the gemara. So first they quote Rav as making a difficult statement. Then they finally say no. What he meant to say was there's no shlichus sayu. The ability to be done at the entire of his manazeh that we don't have any smuchim. Is really based on Shlichus Sayiku Avdinam. Yeah. In the days of the Amoraim, there was still Smuchim and Eretz Yisrael, there was no Smuchim and Bavel. So those who were being done in the Torah and Bavel were considered Shlichus Sayiku, as if the Shluchim of those are being, of the Smuchim who lived still in Eretz Yisrael. As far as there are no Smuchim anywhere in the world, nobody has any Smuchim. So the Rishonim add on. Doesn't mean he's saying anymore. The Rishonim add on. He says Shlichasai Dikamoi Kavdinan. The Rabbanim today are functioning as Shluchim of the Talmid HaChamim who had smicha generations ago. Today nobody has any smicha. At least in the days of the Gemara, Shlichasai, the Rabbanim and Bava were the Shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. Today they're the Shluchim of the Rabbanim who died many generations ago. That's the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch, that the Chasam Sofer asks in his Chubis, is a Mishnah in the first parak in Gittin, that if a husband wants to divorce his wife, he writes a get and he gives it to the Shliach and he gives instructions Shliach to should deliver the get to his wife, then the husband dies before the get is delivered. So the wife is an almana, she's not going to become a grusha, she can't become a grusha if the Mishalech died, so the Shliach can continue to function on behalf of the Mishalech. Shluch Shalom Kumas is only if the Mishalech is still alive. So how can it be that Bizman Azeh we're still Shlichusai Kavdina? The Shlichusai de Kamoi. We are the Shluchim of the Talmid HaChachamim who used to have smicha centuries ago. How can you be a Shaliach if the Mishalech died already? That's what the Chasam Sofer is. So he explains, and that's how it says in the Chiddush Aran, the beginning of Sanhedrin. Chasam Sofer explains in the Chuvas, Shlichusai is not to be taken literally. That the Rabbanim and Bovala, the Shluchim of the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael have the smicha. Can a kohen appoint a non-kohen as a shlich to duchen for him, or to do akrobas akrobanis for him? If you have to have the qualifications of being a kohen, so if you're not a kohen, so you can't duchen. If you're not a kohen, you can't do avoda. You can't appoint someone else as your shliach that they should do the avoda and they should duchen. So can a samoch appoint a non-samoch as a shliach to be done dinei Torah for him? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So how do you understand the whole din of shlichasai? Even if the mishalech is alive, it's not to be taken literally, not to be understood literally. So the Chasam Sofer says what it means is that there's an iser, as he has from the Iran, the beginning of Sanhedrin, there's an iser for a non-samach to be done at the Torah. And then there's a psul. You have a pasuk, "Ein ha-mishpatim shetasim lifneihem." So the Gemara darshins lifneihem v'lo lifnei hadyoitis. The Gemara understands on two levels. Lifneihem v'lo lifnei hadyoitis, there's an iser for a non-samach to be done at the Torah. And there's a psul. Lifneihem v'lo lifnei hadyoitis, if the person, if the dayanim don't have smicha, so it's not a kosher of desert. So the Ran understands, the Ran in the beginning of the night quotes the Ramban, that the psul is a function of the iser. Whenever the Bezdin violated the iser, lefnei v'lefnei adyaitis, they were noitel kistram shel asmuchim. That's the lashon that the Ran uses. If the adyaitis, they're not smuchim, acting as if they're smuchim, they're a violation of the iser, lefnei v'lefnei adyaitis. Whoever violates the iser, that brings about a psul in the din Torah. But let's say the Talmid HaChacham who have smicha moichel on their kavod. The moichel on their kavod said there's no iser, because the whole nature of the iser, it's not like a non-kohen is going to be makar of karbanis. Azara karad yumis, so it's misa v'day shamayim. Zar sho'avad is misa v'day shamayim. It's not because we were violating the kavod of the kohen. It has nothing to do with the kavod. It's an iser misa v'day shamayim. So it doesn't help if the kohen is going to be moichel on his kavod. But over here, the whole nature of the iser for a hedyo to be done at din Torah is not to be noitel kisran shel asmuchim, not to take away from the kavod that the smuchim deserve. So if the smuchim are mochel on the kavod, then the hedyot is being done is not over any avera. If it's not over any avera, so memela the bezdin is kosher. The psul of hedyotis lifnei v'lifnei hedyotis contains two dinim. It contains an iser, it's also for a hedyot to be done, and it's a psul. So the psul is a function of the iser. Once the smuchim are mochel on the kavod, so memela there's no iser. So once there's no iser, memela there's no psul. So that's why the din of Torah today are kosher min haTorah. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says. Once they were mochel on their kavod years ago, so even after they die, it's also good. It's not really a din of shlichus. If it would have been a din of shlichus, once the mishalech died, so the shlich can't function anymore. And some could make sense. How can a kohen appoint a non-kohen to duchen? He doesn't have the qualification. To duchen, you have to be a kohen. To be done in the Torah, you have to have smuchim. So the answer is, it's not a din that you need smuchim to be kosher for a dine. It's an iser. There's an iser for a non-samach to be done. Shelo litol kisram shavasmuchim. Not to be mevazah, the real bona fide talmid chachamim. But if they're mochel on the kavod, then there's no iser. Whenever there's no iser, then there's no psul. So the Ran, and this Chuvas Chasam Sofer, they worked it out that it should come out that shlichusai works for not Torah. That's how Tosis holds in. Then they can. Well, the only such Shlichusayah and also the Shlichus that is on this. But Tosis raised the question, how can we be Mekabel Gerim is Manazeh? How are you Mekabel Gerim is Manazeh? You have to have Smuchin. You have to have a Bezdom Shloshin Smuchin. So Tosis writes in one answer, Shlichusayah Kavdino. If it's Manazeh, the Rabbanim who are Mekabel Gerim are functioning as Shlichusayah. So the Rashbo in Tosis and Yevamis gives the same answer. Git Yevamis, a few places. So the Rashbo in Yevamis argues with Tosis. He says, Shlichusayah. Is a takvana with the Rabbana. How can you have a ger with the Rabbana? Shlichusayu is only good in the case and it deterred the imaminis. So the imaminis, you can say hefke bezna hefke. The bezna has the ability to be makti someone's mama to say that a psak that's issued by a phony bezna that's had yaitas that doesn't have smicha, that the psak is binding and the fellow who turns out to be mechuyev has to pay the money. Even if minatoira he really doesn't have to pay the money. So they have a right to make a takana de rabban and have kebez and have. But you're going to say shlichusai in the area of geirus. So the Rashba says, what do you mean? But on the level of the rice of the fellows and achri, how does it become Yisrael mid de rabban? There is no such thing. So that's the first nesivus in Chayshim Mishpat. He points out this machlekes. See the siman alusik katnal points out machlekes teisus and the Rashba. Whether shlichusai is a din de rice or din de rabban. How do you understand teisus? The shlichusai works menater. How can it be Minatera? So along the lines of this run and the Chassam Sefer, then you can understand. Shlichusayah means that the smuchem amochel on that covet, the mele, there's no iser. The whole nature of the iser is shalalitol kisran shalas smuchem. And once there's no iser, the mele, there's no psul. The psul is a function of the iser. That's the shayla. With this din of shlichusayah, pay davar on the base. Are we dealing with a takana de rabbanon? That's just a melitza shlichusayah takana de rabbanon. And it only works in Didi Mominus based on Hefkebez and Hefke. Or should we say no? Shlichusayah works on the level of the rice. It even works for Geirus in the area of Issa
Veheta. Do you think so the Rashba defines Shlichusayah differently? That it's Mamash Shlichus according to the Rashba?
No, I don't think so. The Rashba just says it's a Takan and Rabban, Hefkebez and Hefke. They declared, I don't think it has to be Shlichus. They just declared, we find it acceptable for a Hedyot. But not some of to constitute a best to be a member of the best.
Is there a possible
to
the
Sefer
that you can
become
a Gerim? Yes.
So we have to. That's another Teretz, right? That's another Teretz that Tosis uses. Tosis asks Akasha, how can you become a Gerim with Manazer? So Tosis gives one answer, Shlichusayah Kabdina. The answer is assuming obviously Shlichusayah works on the level of their eyes. But Tosis suggests another teretz that just like the Gemara asks the question increases on Daf Tesam and Aleph, how can you mean the Kabbal Ger Mizmanazeh? The Ger has to bring Korbanos, and Mizmanazeh does not have Korbanos. The Gemara answers, Lidur Seichem, Pasuk says, Chumash, you can accept the Ger throughout all the generations, even the generation, and there's no Beis Hamikdash. What the Nami Tosis says, it says, Lidur Seichem, so you can be the Kabbal Ger even in a generation when there are no Smuchim. Right? That's another teretz that Tosis gives. It says that there is them. That's a questionable teretz. You see, the Tosis is saying that bizman that there were smuchim, you needed bezn of smuchim. Bizman that there no smuchim, so bezn without smuchim is also good. All the dinim changed. The pasuk tells you that there is them that the korbanos are not miyakim means that it was never miyakim. I feel the bizman should be submitted to show you come. The korbanos was just a mitzvah like gel obvious a korban. And it's not Miyakim in the Geirus. But here by the Bezdin, what are you going to say? That because we live in a generation where there are no Smuchim, so even if you would have lived in a generation where there were Smuchim, you wouldn't need a Bezdin of Smuchim. Why? Why should you say like that? So Pashtus and Tesis says no. When you lived in a generation where there were Smuchim, then the Bezdin then needed for the Geirus has to be Shlosh Smuchim. If you live in a generation where there are no Smuchim, then you can settle for less. You settle for whatever you can get. That's not what it means that they're taken by the Karbanos. By the Karbanos it means, it says in Chumash that it will come a generation where there won't be a Beis HaMikdash. It says, Vashimosi has been the Sheikhem. And the Torah says he can accept Gerim even in that generation. So this is Megala, that the Karban was never Miyakim from day number one and days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they were Megar in Har Sinai. The Karban was not Likul. It was a mitzvah like Gerim, Lohavi is a Karban. Not to say that the Resechem changes the whole nature of the Din. You live in a later generation, you can be Mekabel Ger with a bez and without snuchus. Ashvera, that's Ashvera Vod, that the Dorisech Maftosis. Ashvera Vod. Okay, we'll stop over here. Sunday there's going to be a big function. So officially the function is over at 11:30. So we should have Shiva at 11:31. Okay. That's right. Who's the first speaker? Rabbi Rosenzweig, I mean. I usually finish on time. Okay.